Now turn to part four. You will hear a radio interview with Samuel Keats, a professional interview coach. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer A, B, or C.
Joining us in the studio today, Samuel Keats, who has been a professional interview coach for 10 years already. Hi, Samuel. Welcome to the studio.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me.
Samuel, after so many years providing such helpful advice and successfully passing a job interview, do you think that interviewers should prepare for a job interview as well as interviewees?
Well, that's an interesting question, actually. When an interviewer goes into an interview, they should have already studied a dossier on the person they are about to meet face to face, or at the very least, become familiar enough with his or her resume, cover letter, or other submitted materials so you don't waste the first half of the interview relearning basic biographical information. It is also important to make sure that you have the information you need to get a sense of what each candidate is all about and what they might bring to the position before you conduct the actual interview.
And do you think that the updated technology might be useful in this regard?
Increasingly, blogs and websites like MySpace and Facebook are making it easy to learn a wealth of personal information about people, even though those sites were not posted with you in mind, and may have no bearing whatsoever on a candidate's job fitness. We regard that as a personal thing. We don't seek it out, but I do always say, don't put anything out there you don't want everybody to be able to see. Candidates who learn that their personal websites have been weighted along with their resume may be angered by the invasion of privacy and their irrelevance to the job. An honorable rule of thumb is to ask in advance if the candidate has any online presence they'd like you to check out.
The term behavioral interview is associated to speculation. What's your view about this type?
I differentiate behavioral interviewing from speculation. But the supposed behavioral interview questions that I most often hear employers ask in these kinds of interviews require speculation on the part of the candidate. What you would do if the following occurred, asks the interviewer, and the candidate responds with what she thinks she'd do under the circumstances described, speculation.
Then?
Well, I prefer to use the term behavioral for an interviewer when you ask the candidate to describe how she has created and handled a situation in the past. Then, as an interviewer, you can assess whether you believe the situation was handled appropriately. You can determine how the candidate approaches problem solving, and so forth.
Thinking of the previous term, which might be new in today's society, do you think that the tendency is towards using unusual questions more and more?
Nowadays, some employers are using unusual questions in their candidate selection process for new reasons. The job search advice industry is so prolific that any candidate who researches knows he should prepare brief responses in advance to frequent standard questions. This includes job interview questions such as, what are your strengths and weaknesses? And what makes you the most qualified candidate for this job? Interviewers use unusual job interview questions to assess how well the candidate responds to an unexpected question or scenario. Most unusual job interview questions do not have the right or wrong answers.
Any other objective with these kinds of questions?
Well, they provide the candidate with the opportunity to demonstrate quick thinking, poise, creativity, and even a sense of humor. All in all, the interviewers are trying to catch a glimpse of the unrehearsed candidate in an unguarded moment. There is no way to prepare for this off-the-wall job interview question, so the interviewer is able to observe how the candidate responds and composes his or her thoughts. Some interviewers also ask unusual job interview questions to gain insight into the candidate's thought processes. They want to see how the candidate will think about the unusual job interview question.
When can you say that an interview has not been successful then?
Well, there are many factors that may ruin an interview, and sometimes candidates are not conscious about them, especially because they always get nervous.
For example?
To begin with, I will mention first impressions. They are critical in job interviews as they set the tone for the entire interview. Arriving late and not greeting the interviewer properly are two of the most common mistakes a candidate makes. And of course, the dress code. We always advise candidates to think back to what the other people in the company wear. It's important to see if your style of clothing fits in with the company's. Whatever people say, your appearance is a key element of your initial impression. Was your personal grooming good and were your clothes clean and neatly pressed? These are two questions they have to bear in mind.
These are aspects connected with the rapport the candidates are supposed to establish with the interviewer.
Sometimes there is a lack of rapport with the interviewer. I would say that bad job interviews happen when the interviewer feels little or no connection with the candidate. Failing to establish rapport soon in the interview creates an uncomfortable situation. Candidates should try to match their communication style to that of the interviewer and avoid being less formal than needed, cracking jokes and making small talks.
Samuel, thank you for being with us here today.
That is the end of the test.